a very favorable color for Chinese, but Korean red color is not very kind of preferred. We prefer like white. And so when we write our names, we never write our name in red color. So it would bring kind of like death to parents. So,
What do you think is behind that? Like,
I think in pre-modern period, they, I guess, when they gave like death sentences, they, or you know, arrested people, they put like, you know, their names in red color.
Okay.
So something like that.
And how old were you when you maybe first heard that, or like, do you know, just as a young child, that
as
was something?
Soon as, yeah, as soon as I can write, whenever I pick a red color, I mean, my grandma said like, oh, no name in red color. So it was, I don't know, back like three, when I was three or four.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as I can write my name.
Was it just like a general rule, or is it one day, or do you recall like a memory where you like you picked up a red pen and you were writing with it? And
I think the red pen was, you know, around me, and I picked it up without really knowing. They stopped me, and I have a son, 11-year and 12-year-old son, and when he asked me for signatures and he brings like red color, I said like no red, blue is fine, but black or no red.
Will you ever even write in red, or is it just not writing your name in red?
Just name.
Okay.
Yeah, I write like I, you know, highlight when I, you know, take notes, like highlights and those things. I definitely use red.
Okay.
Is this something you still do today? You won't write your name?
Oh, no. since my parents are alive and I don't want to bring any misfortune or bad thing to my parents.